For the first time ever, the Commerce Department is building a real-time view of its cybersecurity posture. And with that information, it's taking on a greater oversight role over the 14 different agencies under its purview. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more on what will change within those bureaus and what won't.
Commerce officials emphasize that the establishment of what they've termed an Enterprise Security Oversight Center is not meant to be a takeover of the IT functions that have traditionally been managed by bureaus with disparate missions, ranging from the Census Bureau to the National Weather Service to the Patent and Trademark Office. Rather, it's a recognition that the push toward continuous diagnostics and mitigation in the federal government only works if everyone's sharing information and if each agency is basically on the same cybersecurity footing. Roger Clark is a senior advisor for National and Homeland Security Programs at Commerce.
The Department of Commerce has approximately 14 bureaus that have their own cybersecurity capabilities, and we see a lot of gaps between those capabilities.
Clark says the Oversight Center will emphasize IT oversight, not management, including in the area of information assurance.
The organizational units are still responsible for doing the day-to-day tactical activities to protect their network. The oversight organization is to be able to provide that cross-organizational situational awareness, that common operating picture, and be able to provide senior management with an idea of what our security posture is so that they can make informed decisions. So we're more of an intelligence gathering, doing that threat analysis, then letting the organizations then take the appropriate mitigation efforts into their own networks and systems so that they can better provide a security posture across the entire department.
To build the Oversight Center, Commerce is relying on its National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to serve as a shared service provider. NOAA will procure and construct most of the back-end infrastructure, and Commerce expects to declare an official initial operating capability by the end of December. But many of the fundamental elements are already in place, giving the department situational awareness it's never had before over the networks of all of its disparate bureaus. That new capability came in extremely handy earlier this fall when a massive vulnerability that attacks Unix-based operating systems, called Shellshock, was first disclosed and exploited by hackers.
Functionally, we're claiming that we have IOC now because of this little thing called Shellshock bash bug that's going around right now. So my ESOC team is actually leading the department's response to that now. We actually have partnered with NOAA to be our lead cybersecurity center. So we are standing that up.
The Commerce Department had already been in the midst of buying enterprise-wide continuous monitoring capabilities when the Homeland Security Department and GSA first began to roll out their contracts for a government-wide CDM as a service program earlier this year. But Clark says the first phase of those task orders, which focus on asset management and configuration management, let Commerce speed up its own rollout of continuous monitoring. He says the department is now beginning to see all of its vulnerabilities in one centralized dashboard.
Because what we were able to do was buy additional licensing primarily for the product that we were already rolling out across the enterprise. So one of the big advantages is now having the capability or the ability to have a standardized product that provides you that asset information, because we all know you can't protect it if you don't know it's there. But what we've found the usefulness in this is being able to rapidly be able to advise the Department Management Council on how many assets do we have that are potentially vulnerable to this particular vulnerability of the day. The old method, we had to do a data call. You have a data call. You submit a data call, which there's a formal process. It goes down, and hopefully we'll have an answer in a couple weeks because it's got to go through all of the 14 bureaus, and they have their standardized process to make sure they answer it the way they want it to be answered. Where now we can go to a console, I can take a look, I see what we have, and are able to report it up. Several of the bureaus still wanted to do the old data call method, but we were able to prove to them that we actually had more accurate and more timely data by using the CDM product.
Clark says the situational awareness the Commerce Department has gotten has opened its eyes to the vast array of threat vectors that have been attacking its bureau's systems all along. The Securities and Exchange Commission has had a similar experience. It, too, had been building a CDM capability long before it became a government-wide endeavor. But Todd Scharf, the SEC's Chief Information Security Officer, says the agency didn't actually know how many vulnerabilities it had until it flipped the switch on its CDM system for the first time, and the results were disconcerting.
To put it in perspective, the SEC just recently replaced both of its data centers, and it did it in a six-month time frame, and we moved them over a weekend. So we had what we thought was an exceptional inventory of our assets and our IP addresses, et cetera. I will tell you that in the subsequent 18 to 24 months with continuous monitoring, we have seen that that inventory was not necessarily correct, and that we have, through continuous improvement, we have continued to improve our knowledge and our understanding of our network assets and the physical assets that we've deployed and attached to that network. You're going to go through probably an 18 to 24 month cycle, and that's if you have what we believed that we were very well understood what our network was and where our assets were. But we've learned a lot subsequent to that.
The inventorying and monitoring capabilities agencies like the SEC and Commerce are building is exactly the sort of thing DHS and GSA want all other civilian agencies to build. And part of the government-wide CDM plan is to create one centralized view of all of the government's vulnerabilities to relevant threats on any given day. That government-wide dashboard is still a work in progress, but GSA believes the experience agencies like Commerce have had so far with the first phase of its CDM blanket purchase agreement validates the need for a cross-agency approach to purchasing cybersecurity services. Jim Pichet is the group manager for GSA's Federal Systems Integration and Management Center.
Delivery Order 1 proved to us that we could quickly go to the departments and agencies. They were able to identify a list of products that they needed to augment their current strategies, and we were able to quickly get those on contract and have those delivered to the agencies. So number one, it proved that there was work in CDM and that the tools that we had on the BPA were viable in meeting those strategies. The second thing that it proved was that the delivery mechanism that we have through the BPA is pretty fast and efficient. Most BPAs, when they're awarded, it takes a number of months for any activity to happen on the BPA for that first delivery order to get awarded while the procurement processes are sorted out. Our delivery order one, time to market and time to delivery was actually relatively fast given the size of the program. And the third thing that we proved out through the BPA was the economic viability of it. We are targeting through this BPA to consolidate requirements of the agencies in order to achieve the best possible pricing on tools and solutions that we could get from industry. Delivery Order 1 realized approximately 30% savings off of GSA schedule for a total net savings to the federal government of $26 million over that entire delivery order, which was, I think John Stroyford has said, that's sufficient to fund the CDM program for many, many years into the future. So we have enough savings just on Delivery Order 1 in order to keep CDM viable, to keep the BPA alive, and to keep the program office strong in delivering requirements to the agencies.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com. And 1500 AM.